Do you judge people who swear?
Somebody royally forked up.
In her latest show, The Good Place, actress Kristen Bell wants to curse but can't. You see, she's in heaven and swearing's not allowed.
Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
That's bullshit.
But a recent study suggests maybe we should think better of bad language. It was published in the journal, and this is a real mouthful, Social, Psychological, and Personality Science, and it found, I'll quote them here, a consistent positive relationship between profanity and honesty. So basically, if you swear, you're likely telling the truth. FYI, I swear a lot in private, though. We at NPR would face steep fines if we actually cursed on air. So we asked around for alternative swear words. What do you say in polite company or around kids? When Jordan Weiner of Pennsylvania gets mad?
Embarrassingly enough, I say slug in a ditch.
Slug in a ditch?
Yep, like the slug, the yucky garden thing. Yep.
Weiner says it's a good substitute for son of a something when he's around his young daughter. For Nancy Strand of Arizona, her swearing years have come and gone.
I'm too old to like the F-bomb. I don't like that one at all.
Luckily, she's got her dad's old saying.
Dirty pup.
That's dirty pup. We got this one from Sarah Ricard in Little Rock.
Flapdoodle.
Flapdoodle.
It sounds really silly, but it makes me feel better.
Dave Honecker of North Carolina has the Coen brothers to thank for his go-to G-rated curse.
If I'm really, really mad, I'll be mother scratcher. But if it's something that's just a minor annoyance, it's more like, oh, mother scratcher.
And whether you've just stubbed your toe or you're giving some mother scratcher a piece of your mind, Jordan Weiner thinks that study may have some truth to it.
It makes complete sense to me. Being someone that's more honest, you know, you're going to say whatever on your mind, whether it's clean or not.
Well then, fudge this. I'm just going to say it.
Wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget.